Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you have been here your whole life or this is your first time, we are glad you have found your way to this worshiping community. And let me tell you, you are in for a treat this morning. Our junior high youth have been participating in work project all week throughout the city here in Rochester, and they are excited to share their experiences with you. So they will be the liturgists and also leading many different parts of worship this morning. And as you're going through your bulletin, if you see anything you have a question about, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder at the communion table following worship to receive any questions that you might have. I just have two announcements this morning. One is a reminder for all session members and trustees. We have a very short meeting in room 2. About 10 minutes after worship, we'll go ahead and get started. So grab some punch or some water, and we'll meet in, actually, I'm sorry, we're going to meet in the adult lounge where it's good and air conditioned. So we'll be in the adult lounge. And if the weather is good and we are able to, we are so excited for the first annual GPC Backyard Camping Extravaganza. So bring your tent and lawn chairs and join us on Saturday night next weekend in the backyard for movie and games and fun. If you'd like to come just for the evening, you are welcome to. We will be providing hot dogs and brats and buns. And we would ask everyone just to bring something to share, some food, and then we'll have a great day. And then Sunday morning, we'll wake up and we will worship together, hopefully also outside. If you came to camping or not, join us for worship at 10 a.m., hopefully on the lawn. Remember to bring lawn chairs to that as well, or a blanket if you prefer to sit on the grass. And we'll have some chairs for folks who need them. All right, friends. Let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship God.
Please stand if you are able for the call to worship. If the human body is to live, it needs salt. Big world. Where should I start?
Start right where you are, Mom said. Listen to Blackbird.
Where Daisy started again.
First, Daisy thought about all the things she loved.
Thank you, Dad, she said. For each day I wake up and do all the things I get to do.
Thank you, Dad, for all the people I meet.
All the animals, for all the big animals, the tiny insects, and also the living men.
given us all the breath of life.
No matter how different we are.
Thank you, God, for the peace I feel in my heart from Mother Earth.
Thank you, God, for your great spirit that I see everywhere, in the rocks, in the flowers, in the forest of death.
Thank you, God, for letting me see the world with new eyes.
The more I look for things to be thankful for, the more things I find.
Thank you, God, for being my beloved friend, even when I'm feeling sad or lonely or afraid.
Thank you, God, for being everywhere all day
and all night.
Thank you, God, that everything I see brings me closer to you.
With her new eyes, Daisy realized that there would always be something to be thankful for. And with this, her journey brought her back to her mom and her dad.
But the accident, where she was trying to get back to,
where she had even begun, Daisy smiled. Thank you, God, for everything. Dear God, thank you for everything you have made for us. Help us to take care of our earth and its creation. Amen. Thank you.
hillside, really, and we aren't sure exactly why they were there. Perhaps they were looking to see God in this man named Jesus that they had heard so much about. Or perhaps they were just in it for the beautiful sunset from on top of that hill, watching it dip down into the Sea of Galilee. But whatever the motivations were that brought these people together, they were there, and they were seated, so many of them, on uncomfortable ground. We like to imagine grassy knolls, to think rocky, dusty, dirty, hard terrain. These were dedicated folks. They really believed in this possibility that they would, in one way or another, see God. And in those verses that Molly read for us this morning, Jesus invites them to consider the possibility that to see God is to look at one another. So I imagine Jesus that day asking the people in the crowds, all who were seated around him, to just look at each other. Because there, sitting in front and behind, to one side, to the other, for as far as the eye could see, were the poor and the grieving, the hungry, all of those whom Jesus calls blessed in these verses called the Beatitudes. Because Jesus knew that sitting next to them was someone who had experienced death, who was grieving, who was trying so hard just to keep it all together for everyone else. But in that crowd, there was someone who still wasn't over it yet, even though everyone else thought they should be. Someone in that crowd was nearing the end of life. Someone next to them, on the other side, was hungry. Jesus knew that in that crowd was the teenage girl standing on the side of the road who was looking for food. The mother and the father with their children frustrated because now they have to choose between feeding their family or buying school supplies. Somewhere in that crowd was the old man missing a few teeth, but whose smile would just melt. I can just imagine Jesus saying, look at the person in front of you. You want to see the face of God. Look at those who are meek. Look for the kid who sits alone at the lunch table. Look for the staff person at the nursing home who patiently walks beside someone in a walker. Blessed are you, Jesus tells that whole entire crowd that is gathered. You are the salt. You are the light. You are the city on the hill, just in case they missed the point the first time. It tells them if you are looking for God, you have no farther than to see God in each other, in yourself. So I have one story to share with you about the experience of a little boy and a woman seeing God in one another.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, loaves and fishes is another story, but hopefully the Twinkies were shared, and thank you for sharing with one another the ways in which we have the opportunity to see God in those around us, that God's light shines through each of us. And as a reminder of that, let us sing together. It's not in your hymnal, surprise, but I think it's one everybody knows. Stand and let's sing together.
Great job. And I'd also like to have a prayer of concern for the people of Jerusalem and Palestine that are having some difficulties, and also for the people in Guatemala.
A couple of bummers. In the last month, I was forced to say goodbye to a couple of dear friends who I grew up with. And, they were both weeks away from retirement and had some friends in my life. On the upper side, I just pray for their family, for their company family. They were young. And on the upper side, on the high side of that, I managed to cross the finish line and made some mistakes. And pursuing my dreams that I've been putting off for 50 years, pursuing music for the world. So here's some inspiration of what direction I go with that. Thank you.
Oh, Jim and I are thankful that chemotherapy on his sister's lung tumor shrunk it by 75%, and she's just finished radiation treatment from tumors in her brain, so we're going to make the results of that and pray for her.
I had a lot of fun with this youth group, and I loved helping the people today, this week, and it was really fun.
Thank you to God. Amen.
Hi, my name is Harmony Cook. I was on the mission, and the first day, I was with Carol in her car, and we got lost trying to go to the lake. But there was a very nice man named Daniel. He was homeless. Carol was going to give him money, but she didn't have any on her right then. But he still gave her directions to where she needed to go. And he was very nice. He didn't beg for anything. He was like
the face of God. Amen. And Carol and the man.
Prayers for the people at the nursing home and that kind of people there. One person couldn't see, and a couple other people were very easy to help.
One other note about our junior high work project is that we have the opportunity to fully live into our identity as Presbyterians. That not only are these youth from here, GPC, but we have youth from the Brockport Presbyterian Church, the Bergen Presbyterian Church, and the Byron Presbyterian Church. Beth keeps shaking her head, yes. So we welcome in worship this morning their parents and family members who are here, but I tell you, this is how we're Presbyterian. We do this together. So, one more?
Twinkies.
Amen. Twinkies keep inspiring people to find God's presence. It's all right. It's all right.
I should have sat up there with the kids. Jan Buettner, just two prayers of gratitude, talking about meeting people and seeing God in people. Bill and I just came back from an odyssey out to Grand Rapids, Michigan, all across Michigan, Melissa. We were thinking about you guys. And for the first time in 65 years, he got to meet his biological family. And so it's just prayers of gratitude for, you know, social media could be such a horrible thing, but it could be a very wonderful thing if it's used properly. And it was through social media and DNA that they were able to find him after all these years. So we really had a great trip with that. And one other thing, for those of you who were at the game Friday night, I don't know if you knew, but a very good friend of ours, her son took a foul ball to the side of the head. And he's fine, Stephen's fine, but what he did was he cut open his inside cheek. He didn't break any bones in his face or anything, but they were concerned for quite a while. It's quite a difficult thing. But just prayers of gratitude that he was okay. Thanks.
God of love, have mercy on our world, where the gap between the advantaged and disadvantaged seems to be ever widening. We pray for all victims of injustice, for the sick and injured who cannot afford what they need to heal, that they may be given help and compassion. For the millions who are hungry and who cannot dream of the comfortable lives we have, that the world may see them. For the unemployed and the underemployed, feel discouraged and cast aside, that they may find your purpose. For the immigrants and refugees in our midst, that they may know your extravagant welcome. For
for lonely souls who live and work and suffer or sorrow in solitude, that they may know love and companionship. We pray for those whom our junior high youth saw, who they saw you this week, O God, persons receiving food at Calvary St. Andrew's and Trinity Emmanuel, the guests at Harbor House and their families, the residents and staff at the Episcopal Church Home. God of justice and mercy, keep your church faithful and compassionate. We pray for the needs that are most personal to us here, all of those that have been given voice and those that ache deep in our hearts. And now we pray the prayer your Son taught us to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Let us generously offer our gifts of time, talent, and treasure that the glory of God may be recognized and celebrated in our world.
these gifts and multiply them. Let them be a means to create the justice and peace you long for this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.